Our buddy Tom is here. Tom, how long have you lived in Fort Myers? How long have you lived in this part of, you know, this part of the country?
I was born in Naples.
Do you remember Yuki Washington?
Nope.
You don't?
Nope.
The news press referred to Yuki Washington in 1985 as the most recognizable face in Southwest Florida.
Not to me.
Most recognizable face. He's now in Philly doing big time news.
And this is the first we've heard of him. I mean, we've heard of some other old school Fort
right.
Myers people.
Now,
but
I put,
not Yuki.
I put the word out there. Some people, I guess one boat captain did his wedding. Another one, Yuki spoke at the commencement exercise.
And this guy couldn't remember anything he said.
No. Yuki, big article. Glenn Miller writes it in the news press. And I'm trying to figure out, does anybody know who Yuki Washington is?
Well, it seems like a few people do.
Few people
but
do.
But, you know, when you, the way this article is written, I've never heard of the guy. He was before my time.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as the most popular guy, I was not under the impression that that was him.
I
mean, there were a lot of people that were popular, you know, mm-hmm. years ago, like John Hammes was one.
Very popular. Of course.
You think about old Bob and Bob Austin?
Yeah. I know there's one person that's got to remember Yuki Washington, a man who was also very popular. You remember him? He used to do the weather until he was blown out because he was a drunk. That Uncle Larry Colgrove. I bet you he knows, remembers Yuki.
Uncle Larry, I mean, it seems like he was, I don't know when he started in this town, but
the
way they're writing this article, I would think if anybody would know, he would know.
Here.
Because it seems like he was here like since the 50s
or
something.
Let me take care of this. We'll find out what he knows about Yuki. Call up old Uncle Larry. How can we forget him? The old drunk.
Hello?
Yes, Uncle Larry Colgrove, please.
This is Larry speaking. Who is this?
Larry, this is your old friend Stan from the Stan and Haney Show, Fort Myers.
The what?
Stan and Haney. Big fans of yours when you did the weather here?
Oh, sure.
You do remember who we are, right?
Sure.
Uncle Larry, is this you?
This is Larry.
Uncle Larry. Aren't you the Uncle Larry, Colgrove that used to do the weather here?
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Stan from the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, Stan.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Are you truly fantastic?
Oh, just wonderful.
We're on the air here.
Hold on a second.
What? What the? Uncle Larry got some explaining to do.
Yo.
Uncle Larry.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
We're on the air here at 96 K-Rock. I had to call you up because, one, it's been a while since we've spoken, and just checking in to see how you're doing. And also, I need to ask you, do you remember in your years in television here in Southwest Florida, do you remember a sports guy, Yuki Washington? Do you remember Yuki Washington? Yuki Washington.
Yuki Washington.
Yuki. U-K-E-E. Yuki.
Pookie.
Yuki Washington. Do you remember? Do you remember this gentleman?
You say he was a sportscaster?
Do you suffer from blackouts, Larry? Let me explain to you why I'm calling. You know, for many years, used to claim to be the most popular air personality in television in this town. You had the Uncle Larry name and stuff, but
I don't know. That's very kind of you to say.
I don't know if you picked up the news press this morning.
It's always nice to hear from an old friend.
Did you pick up the news press this morning?
No, I haven't yet, no.
You haven't yet?
Well,
what are you talking about? It's almost 5 o'clock. You haven't picked up a news press?
I'm sorry, but I'm a little out of breath, too. I've been out painting my picnic table.
Painting your picnic table?
Yeah, it's funny that you called, too. I actually thought about calling you today.
Did you really? Why is that?
Because I was out painting my picnic table and was listening to the radio and enjoying the music, the good music.
Sure.
And I thought, well, I'd like to hear Hot Rod Lincoln. And I was thinking about calling up and making a request.
For Hot Rod Lincoln?
You all are real good about playing that for me.
Larry, I don't even think we have that in our music library, Uncle Larry.
Oh, yeah, you do. I call up all the time. It's mostly on weekends I call up and hear that.
And
you know that song, Boy, You're Gonna Drive Me to Drinking If You Don't Stop Riding That Hot Rod Lincoln.
And we here at 96K Rock play Hot Rod Lincoln for you?
Wait, K-Rock?
Yeah, 96K Rock.
No, I guess you wouldn't. That's a wrong
station. All right. Now, Larry, I want to ask you, you claimed so many times coming on the air with us before your demise here, and I don't know if we want to rehash that. You had an alcohol problem.
I did. If I seem a little slow to you today, I just, not to make excuses, but I'm medicated.
You're medicated? What are you on?
Several different, pain medicine.
Pain medicine?
Pain medicine, anxiety, depression.
I want to talk to you. They were,
I blew my knee out.
You blew your knee out?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Getting up from the recliner.
Okay. And so they had to put you on some pain medication?
Yeah. And they put me on a diet.
Uh-huh.
Put me on a, high sodium diet.
Larry.
I'll tell you what, after today, I'm off the diet.
Why is that? You just can't stand that diet anymore? Larry? Uncle Larry?
Yeah.
You all right? Snap out of it, my friend.
I told you, I'm a little out of breath.
Yeah. Now, I need
to
ask you.
I've been out painting my picnic table.
Yeah, I know. I need to ask you, though, reading the story about Yuki Washington, who was the sportscaster at WBBH.
Is it Yuki or Pookie?
Yuki. U-K-E-E.
Okay, Yuki.
He's talking about one summer night in 1983 where at a Fort Myers Royals game, Yuki went out. I guess the San Diego Chicken was out there too, but it was Yuki that got a standing ovation from 5,000 fans because they loved him so, so much that he was the most popular face on television back in the 80s. Larry, the reason I called to ask you, did you ever in your years here in Southwest Florida ever get a standing ovation in front of 5,000 people?
Well,
did you or did you not?
Well, I've gotten a standing ovation before.
You have? Where was that?
It was at the groundbreaking of Harborside.
You yourself got a standing ovation.
Yeah, I did.
At the groundbreaking of Harborside.
Yeah, there were several of us there with shovels.
Uh-huh.
What happened is I fell into an open pit.
and they gave a standing ovation for that, didn't they?
Well, when I crawled back out and I was okay, sort of like they do at a ball game when somebody gets hit with a pitcher.
Yeah. You know, Yuki...
gets up off the field or something like that.
Yuki was so celebrated in this town, at least that's what the article says. And
now, I'm trying to get a bead on who the hell that Yuki is.
Now, he went on to bigger and better things.
You say he was, a sportscaster?
Yeah, he does news now. Do you know that Yuki went on to Philadelphia?
Well, I'm trying to place him.
He's a big-time newscaster in Philadelphia now.
He's a sportscaster here in town.
Yeah. Believe he worked for the same company you did.
Yeah, nice fella.
Yeah, and he went on to Philadelphia, where he's a big-time anchorman now. Where did you go after you got blown out of the TV station here? Where did you go?
I've remained here in town.
No added work, huh? It also says here that Yuki has been in movie roles as well. He's been in The Unbreakable and Signs, that big movie, that popular movie, Signs, where he played a newscaster. You ever do any movies or anything like that?
Well, Stan, as you know, when you're in this business, opportunities present themselves. And,
uh-huh. What did you do? Have you done anything like that? Have you gone Hollywood or, bumped up to a big-time station like in a major market or anything like that to do the weather?
As far as movies,
the answer's no, isn't it?
I've stood in for Ernest Borgnine.
Yeah, sure. I bet you did. Larry, let me
but
be...
they weren't filming then. They just need somebody of about his stature.
Yeah. You're not working now, are you?
I'm happily retired.
Mm-hmm. Still drinking?
Well, I'm off the diet. And, you know, we've had this discussion before.
Are you drinking, Larry? Larry, come on. You're still a relatively young man. You're only 45.
I was a guest on the Rich King show.
You were a guest. So that's nice, Uncle Larry. The thing is, you have not done anything. You're falling down. You're hurting yourself to get on pain medication, and you're still drinking to this day. It's been years since you've been on television doing what you love. And you're drunk now. You're on pain medication, and you're drunk now.
Well, I blew my knee out.
You did that on purpose, didn't you? To get pain medication, didn't you, Larry? So many times I've tried to give you a break. And put you on the show, get your name out there. I saw Yuki Washington, who's made such a great name for himself and has really gone on to bigger and better things.
He's a nice fella.
You pretty much are out back painting your picnic table, and you want to hear Hot Rod Lincoln. And you're on pain medication that you don't need, and you're still drinking.
Well, Sam, I'll tell you, there's nothing but blue sky ahead for Uncle Larry.
Yeah, how?
Because I'm in talks right now to be the staff meteorologist for the Farm Abraham program.
That's the AM station over here?
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you. Larry, please.
He said maybe he could get me some restaurant trade.
Larry, I got to go. I'm sorry I bothered you. Go back.
Well, I'm sorry you bothered me, too.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Stan and Haney in afternoons. Those guys are legends in the market. Kick ass. Love them.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey! Hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney. Oh, Thursday. Thursday edition. First day of summer, longest day of the year. You realize after today, we're coming to winter because the days are going to start getting shorter.
Oh, damn it. It's almost
that's
Christmas.
The summer, what is it? The summer solstice.
Yeah, well, that's what all the pagans and Satanists worship.
Yeah, and it's today, June the 21st, longest daylight day of the year. That's when the day we get the most daylight. Now, starting little by little to get shorter. After today, so yeah. happy summer!
Oh, you know, thanks for reminding me of that because then it reminds me of what I call the sickest days of the year when it's dark outside before we even leave.
Oh, I know that'll be coming unless we get that damn time zone change that they've been promising us. It'll be dark.
You know, Washington is broken. That's why you need me to fix it.
Right. Right.
And I know how to put out a dumpster fire.
See that one? That's a good one.
Who told him that was a good idea?
I don't know, but I was amused. Well, that was a lot of money for that campaign commercial.
Well, you're amused, but that wasn't his goal.
No. That was a Trump bash commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Painting sold. Stan's painting sold. Let's go now to D-Train, who will tell us, has the person paid yet?
And are they willing to be identified, or is it a private collector?
And what is the final, what is the final bid? Because Aaron Walker from Naples Nissan has to know, because whatever the final bid is, he's going to triple it so that we can put even more money into the Stan and Haney draft fund. D-Train, take it away.
It has been purchased. The payment has been made.
Oh, good.
The winning bid of exactly $300.
$300. Whoa. $300.
It's a local cat.
Is he going to come down and pick it up?
I got a contact, and he literally just made payment.
Oh, good deal. You hear that, Aaron Walker?
So,
$900.
Oh, you did that math quick.
Yeah. Well, I was in the office thinking about it. I said, okay, it's at $300. So I got some pencils out and started ciphering. Yeah, an abacus.
So you turned one Friday night into over $1,000.
Yes, for the Stan and Haney Draft Fund. And for our troops. I'm so glad and thank
course,
you to the high bidder.
Aaron
thank
Walker is kind of key to that.
Yeah, but well, he is key to it. He opened his mouth. He said, I'll triple it. Well, guess what? He said triple it when it was around $100. Well, it's $300, which means $900 from him.
So for a total of?
Hold it. $1,200.
Well done.
$1,200.
And you did that in your head. I can testify he didn't have a pencil out, no paper, no whiteboard. That was just right off the top of his head.
Math was always a difficult subject for me in school.
You and me both.
It was.
That's why we can't negotiate a contract to save our lives.
No.
Because we'll know what we want,
yeah.
But then they'll change things around and go, well, if you do this and do this, see? And they'll talk real fast and throw a bunch of numbers, and we'll think we got what we thought
we
were going
to
get. I'm overwhelmed. Yeah.
And then I'm thinking I got a good deal and find out I've been shafted.
Yep.
One very important thing before we go to the break, and I know you saw it on the news, Haney, and it touches our hearts here on the Stan and Haney show. Coco the gorilla died at the age of 46.
Oh,
yeah. Everybody knows Coco, the famous fake sign language gorilla. Many people don't know that I interviewed Coco. We will pay tribute to Coco a little bit later on today.
You do a series of interviews with Coco?
I did one long interview.
A long form interview.
Yeah, and I got a little sample from, we had his, I think it's a her, wasn't it? A her, Coco? We had the gorilla's trainer on and translated for us, and I got a little, nice little tribute with Coco, the communicating fake sign language. They believed that it could talk gorilla. 46 years old. Oh, the kids loved Coco. And a beautiful, just a beautiful thing.
And just
Just another example of how ahead of our time that we were before they stopped us from doing interviews.
Yeah.
You know, Milton Berle, Coco the Gorilla, all the greats. We had them. They're gone now.
Yeah. They're all gone. Yes.
Just talk to the buyer.
Yeah.
He's allowed us to say his name.
Yeah. I think I know who it is because I just saw the text. He went to outbid everybody. He can't afford that.
Maintaining the award for the biggest Stan and Haney fan, our daily communicator, The Guardian.
Guardian.
You got into a bidding war with somebody, and you know what? I mean, I'm glad you paid it. But we had, that thing was like at $252 this morning, and then it was up a little bit high. And then I see $300. You don't, look, Guardian, you made the commitment. I'm going to hold you to it. But you don't have $300.
Oh, it's already cleared.
It's already cleared.
Yep.
It's already going to go in.
And I understand, you know, because this was a vanity project for yours.
Oh, pure.
For you.
Pure vanity.
And... With the Guardian stepping in, he's so close to us, it's like a relative stepping in because the painting wasn't good enough.
Yeah, that's what it almost feels like.
What you wanted was a stranger to buy it.
Because there were some people bidding that were like eBay art people that had like, you know, had purchased or sold 500 items, 600 items. Because I knew something wasn't right. We should have done this. Only 5 transactions with the winner, and that's usually a red flag, a newbie to the eBay family. Yeah, but you know, if you put the money in, I can't.
Payment has been
it.
Received.
All right. That means
see, and that kind of hurts your feelings.
Yeah, it does,
because you wanted someone that was willing to look at the art on its own merit.
On its own, you know. I looked at it today in there. I said, not bad. I got to take a break.
Well, a lot of the great artists, they never thought that much of their work.
Van Gogh never sold a painting while he was alive.
Nope, and they'd look at it and say, well, why would I want to look at that? That one's done. I'm on to the next one.
Right, yep. I'm not on to the next one, though.
No.
I, you know, maybe I will be.
You got to find a new muse.
Who's my previous muse?
I don't know. Apparently, you had something building up that you were able to just get it out on canvas. So
no, that was the subject for the night.
Work with me here.
Everybody did that. It was Supernova.
Yeah. Well, I called mine Supernova.
See, there you go. That's original.
And everybody else did theirs with an eclipse going on. Yeah. I refused to do that. So that made mine.
So everything's the same, except instead of an eclipse,
every one of them looked different because certain people have, everybody in that class had different levels of artistic talent.
Did they have any idea who they were dealing with?
No, but I will tell you, nobody's was better than mine. Mine was the best one, so you got the best deal out of it. And now it's getting that Aaron Walker from Naples Nissan to cough up the cash. You know, to go to
because the 4th is coming and we got checks to write.
You're darn right. We're going to write them on the 30th. We'll take a break. Thank you, Guardian. You don't have the money to do that. It kind of like feels like a relative just bought it. Well, let's not disappoint Stan. Let's let him think his painting sold. Damn it!
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney in the afternoon. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the broadcast. We're going to do the grab bag for you here in just a second. Coming up at 3 o'clock, we'll take your phone calls and our special tribute to Coco, the sign language gorilla. Then we're going to give you a chance to win. I'm going to play a new version of Stan's What's on the List. And it's going to be a little bit more challenging because I'm going to play What's on the List, Whip It Around the Room version.
What's on the List, Whip It Around the Room version.
Here's the thing. I'm going to have the list of the survey. And being that you haven't seen the list and D-Train hasn't seen the list.
You'll whip it around the room.
And obviously the callers haven't seen what's on the list. So I'll give the category and I'll then fire it off to D-Train. Give me an answer. And I'll fire it off to you, Henny. Give me an answer. Then we'll get to the callers. Get the maybe the more obvious ones out of the way. Chance to win a prize. And then later on today, our question of the week. Let's do the grab bag right now. It is brought to you by Bernie's City Diner in Naples. First day of summer. Here's another cornhole tip for you. Where is it?
Did you load it?
I don't know where I put it. Hold on. Oh, here it is. I think this is the right one. Here's another cornhole tip for you.
Summer is cornhole season. Here's your cornhole term of the day. Shucker. When a player pitches a bag and it strikes an opposing player's bag, knocking it off the board. And that's your cornhole term of the day.
Shucker. Shucker. I don't even know that any of these. I've never heard these terms before. Shucker.
Well, there's a lot to it that we don't understand.
What the hell kind of cat is that, D-Train, that I'm
that
looking
at? That is your future cat.
That's my future cat.
My stepsister's new Savannah kitten she's selling.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I should get a wild
there
cat.
There you go. How much,
Alabama.
How much is on that?
You got to ask. You can't afford it.
Well, I know what she charged me.
I think most
me.
People would ask.
Yeah.
It's not on the... it says price to sell.
Okay.
Hey. Private message for more info. Only two left.
We just got to find a person that'll bring it down from Alabama for you.
Because you had a local family pick yours up
yeah,
and bring it
they
to
were
you.
Nice enough to do it. And I got a Highland Lynx. That's a what?
A Savannah.
Look at that tail on that Savannah, Haney.
Those are more wild than the Bengal cat.
Just a little kitten. You need that. Can't find out if you're, what is it, your daughter-in-law? What is
stepsister.
Stepsister. Find out if your stepsister can make Haney a nice deal.
Are you sure that's not too much cat for you?
Is that too much cat for you, Haney?
Savannahs grow up to be about that big.
Oh, my goodness!
Yeah, that'd be fine because I won't bother it. Oh, that's cool.
It is a very cool animal.
I'll show you a picture of hers here in a moment.
Again, today is the longest day of the year, first day of summer.
Summer officially is about to kick in.
Dude, we are so gonna party.
It is summertime, and it's time to barbecue and grill. And
why not go back in time to that summer of love in the 60s that everyone's always talking about? Back in the summer.
Summer is here.
Here with a live report is a midget wearing a bikini.
Party on, dudes!
It's going to be one of the best summers we've ever had.
We're going to the beach. You coming?
I found a dried up seahorse.
It's a great excuse to fire up the grill to chow down.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Grab a beer.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I remember living up north, and it was the greatest feeling in the world because up there you got the snow and the bad weather, and when summer finally arrived, you're on summer vacation from school, and grass is green, and you just, time to go swimming.
Yep,
let's go.
Summer's here, and the time is right.
For dancing in the street.
There's a photo of her Savannah next to a pit bull for scale.
Nice.
You need that cat. You need that. You got plenty of room at your place.
Yeah, that'll be good. I should warn you, I have a cat.
Oh, I love kitties.
Oh, nice kitty.
Oh, then you'll love this one.
I don't know if this is a typo or what the hell. You know, you've seen these stories where, you know, like if you're at the races, the most expensive mint julep, the most expensive ice cream sundae, the most expensive party drink, and they try to get them in the Guinness Book of World Record. This sounds cheap. This sounds like a ripoff. A restaurant in New York just landed a Guinness World Record for the most expensive milkshake. $100 That's it. It's not like 10,000 or anything. $100 What goes in?
Well, it's a little more than an impulse buy.
Yeah.
Well, gold flake in it.
Yeah, there is. Here's the chef, Joe Calderone. Joe Calderone. He's going to tell you what goes into the shake.
Here we have our Jersey cream, and these are from cows originally bred in the Channel Island, and this breed is popular for the high butterfat content. We have Devonshire clotted cream.
Devonshire.
It's made from heating milk at a slow pace till all the golden cream rises. Next, we have our Madagascar vanilla. The plants from this vanilla bean take 3 years to mature. And here we have our Tahitian vanilla ice cream. It's made with Tahitian vanilla beans that are sun-cured. We're going to plate these with 23-carat edible gold to give the inside of the milkshake a little bling to match the outside.
I know.
Cremose Baldizzone, which is donkey caramel sauce. It's a very rare sauce.
Donkey?
Made with Venezuelan cocoa, Piedmont hazelnuts, fresh donkey milk, and cane sugar. We have a Luxardo maraschino cherry. These are produced in Luxardo, Italy, and they're dense and chewy, sweet tart flavored, and they're soaked in the fruit's famed liquor, the Marasca liquor.
All for $100
Oh, God.
You got chocolate?
Well, you can either drink a milkshake or you can drink your dog's pee. I'm not joking here. A woman on Facebook just posted a video of herself drinking dog urine. Why?
Why?
She believes that it's a magic superfood. It's revolting. She took her dog next to a tree, filled up a plastic cup, and then drained it.
Until I first drank my dog's pee, I was depressed, I was sad, and I had really bad acne. Dog pee also has vitamin A in it, it has vitamin E in it, and it has 10 grams of calcium. And it's also proven to help cure cancer. And that is why I look so much better than y'all.
She doesn't. She doesn't. She's got brain damage. There's brain damage there. She ain't nothing special.
Now, if you're going to do something like that, you got to have a hot girl who starts out hot, stays hot, but you say it's because of this.
Yep. And then you believe her.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. I saw a picture of this old bag. She looks like she's been beat up. She's got a black eye top and bottom. Why? Well, the Philly fanatic at the Phillies game, he drives around in that crazy cart going real fast and teasing the kids and the fans around. He does that between innings, the Philly fanatic. And he shoots hot dogs into the stands out of a air gun. On Monday night, he was flying hot dogs, and he hit an old lady right between the eyes and left her face all busted up. Her name? She wasn't paying attention, okay? If you can't keep your eye on the ball at the ball game, don't go to a ball game. Kathy McVeigh. She says she's not gonna sue because she loves her Phillies.
Oh, my gosh. I never thought a hot dog could hurt. It just came out of nowhere. It was like...
And hard,
yeah. And then next thing I know, he shot it in our direction, and bam, it like hit me like a ton of bricks. My glasses flew. Nothing's broken, thank God. But, you know, it's going to be... It's sore. It's very sore. It gives people a good laugh, and if that makes somebody chuckle, then that's fine.
Thank you.
I understand a baseball, but not a hot dog.
The old Philly fanatic. Look at her.
Slapped around by a hot dog.
Yeah, don't go out to dinner with your husband. He'll get looks.
Yeah. Helen.
Helen, please. Still around. Season 10 of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. This season going to feature Dave Chappelle, Zach Galifianakis, Kate McKinnon, Ellen DeGeneres, a whole bunch of other people.
It's the automotive equivalent of a man who colors his eyebrows.
This is bad.
Oh my God.
I'm going to go wherever he wants to go. This is the underestimated ordinary world.
This is the peak of human existence.
You'd rather be a brain in a jar talking.
Their bodies are friends. You're like a toy person.
I'm a pick and stick guy.
Couple of real know-it-all.
I can watch any sport when it's do or die.
You might enjoy the Christians versus the Lions.
It's like girls in high school.
Gyrating, playing like naked twister.
Yeah.
A great idea. Yeah.
Walk into the lunchroom and they look at you and they go, no.
Whoa, that car just blew up.
What? Let's do it.
Whatever you're saying to me.
Your father was a junkie. Your mother drove off a cliff. I don't care.
Just go and laugh.
So what about the Sultan of Brunei?
That was made up.
It was an aha moment for me personally.
You're not really going to say aha moment, are you?
Season 10. Let's wrap up the grab bag. Stewie, will you sing us a song?
Mama liked to party when you were in her belly, drinking she did some. Mama liked to party when you were in her belly, that's why you are dumb.
Hey, I had to save that for Dave.
Thanks, Stewie.
Maybe that can be his theme song. I'd like to welcome Dave the Waterman to the show.
Mama liked to party when you were in her belly, drinking she did some. Mama liked to party when you were in her belly, that's why you are dumb.
Grab bag has been...
What's a toe tap?
It sure is. It's been brought to you by Bernie's City Diner. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. Maybe give out a few prizes for your participation. We'll also remember Coco the Gorilla. Later on stands what's on the list, the whip around the room version.
How are you billing this officially? How
stands should we refer to it? What's on the list, the whip around the room version.
Oh, that's the official title.
I don't know.
Stands what's on the list, the whip around the room version.
Yeah, okay. That'll work. What the hell? And then later on today, our question of the week. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Jim, it's 3:30 in the morning where you are, but it's already noon here in Burgerglob, Yugoslavia, where little Nadia Komenich is preparing for her final floor exercise. Alex Van Diesel, do you think it's a little chilly here in the Tito Pavilion today?
It sure is, Don. And you know, Don, the new leotards the girls are wearing this year are cut to ride so high on the buttocks and hips that this chilly air is finding a lot of exposed young flesh. Already I can see the little goosebumps have risen on the thighs of the young Romanian girl.
Alex, it looks like Nadia is ready to begin. She stands erect, pert little chest thrust out, shoulders back, head held high. And she begins with a leap and a cabriole into a hurdle jump, followed by a flick-flack. And a front handspring, then a step out into a chasse forward, and a perfect handstand. Ooh.
So far, Don, a flawless performance.
And now a stomach roll, a fish hop, a tinziger forward. Now two Mauer flip-flops, followed by a lunge into a tuck somersault, and an Arab spring.
Don, did you notice how Nadia's stood out? Absolute perfection.
Boy, I'd like to her.
Well, Don, I'm no Leslie, but...
Ladies and gentlemen,
one of the greatest novelties,
a fabulous boy prodigy,
the most amazing of all the chimp acts that have ever come to show business. He said, as you recall, everybody remembers this one. Here's an act that'll scare the life out of you. From China.
He's been in India. He's been all over the world.
Just back from Las Vegas, the Italian Casanova.
A Texas friend of mine, my handsome Italian paisano, today's greatest living American.
Here's the man I invited to Christmas dinner.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Phone lines open. Area code 239er. 277-9600. We'll get to your calls momentarily. Maybe you'll pick up a prize. We'll go over those. It all comes down to contributing to the show, adding a little something to it, and maybe us awarding you a prize. But please, it's a tough day for Haney and I.
It is.
Because we lost a friend of the show.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. This can be a tough one.
You know, it's different ball game when it's someone that you've spent time with.
Yeah. Somebody that is part of the Stan and Haney family.
One of the best guests we've ever had.
Dateline Woodside, California. The headline reads, Coco, the gorilla who knew sign language, dies at the age of 46. Coco, the gorilla who mastered sign language, has died. The Gorilla Foundation says the 46-year-old Western Lowland gorilla died peacefully in her sleep at the foundation's preserve in California's Santa Cruz Mountains on Tuesday. Coco was born... Please, I'm not laughing. Those are tears. Coco was born at the San Francisco Zoo, and Dr. Francine Patterson began teaching Coco sign language. Again, that's tears that I'm doing. No laughter. I guess it was part of a Stanford University project that started in 1974. The foundation says Coco's capacity for language and empathy opened the minds and hearts of millions. Coco appeared in many documentaries and twice in National Geographic. The gorilla's 1978 cover featured a photo that the animal had taken of herself in a mirror.
Oh.
The foundation says it will honor Coco's legacy with a sign language application featuring Coco for the benefit of gorillas and children, as well as other projects. It was a special day on the Stan and Haney show when we had the opportunity. We've interviewed celebrities, athletes, television, radio personalities. It was a first for us.
I know you were a little nervous about interviewing a primate.
We interviewed a gorilla through its trainer.
Is his trainer on the phone?
Yep, we're all set to go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Donald.
Hi, Donald.
I'm Donald. I'm Coco's trainer.
Yes, and how long have you been Coco's trainer?
Don't ask me. I shovel gorilla crap for a living.
So you don't know how long you've been his trainer? Has it been a year?
Like I say, I shovel gorilla crap for a living. If you want to talk to the gorilla, talk to the gorilla.
All right. Let me welcome Coco to the show. So I'm going to say to Coco, welcome to the show.
Coco, love you.
Very nice.
That is nice. Yeah, that is wonderful.
It's off to a good start.
Ask Coco if Coco is having a nice day.
Coco scared.
Why? Ask Coco, why is Coco scared?
Pink baby food.
What? What did Coco say?
Pink baby food.
That's not an answer.
Don't ask me. I shovel gorilla crab.
I just wanted to ask Coco. I don't even remember the goddamn question I asked Coco because I'm losing my train of thought. But Coco,
are you struggling with this?
Coco did not answer my question. Ask Coco what are Coco's favorite foods? What does Coco like to eat?
Run food.
Yeah, what kind of food?
Food, baby, eat, cocoa.
I think the gorilla answered the question and answered it very nicely for you twice.
I truly don't. Do you? I'm talking to the trainer now. Do you understand what the gorilla is saying in response to my questions?
All I understand is I shovel gorilla crap for a living.
I see.
Are you out of questions?
No. Let me.
I mean, we can throw it out for the listeners to talk to Coco.
Is Coco looking forward to going on AOL and answering listener questions?
Coco, butt, food.
Is this what Coco's saying back to you?
Yes.
Coco, butt, food.
Correct.
And that makes no sense to you?
That's what the gorilla said.
Are you an expert at reading sign language, sir?
I'm a gorilla trainer. I shovel gorilla crap for a living.
Donald, does Coco seem nervous to you today?
Don't ask me. I shovel gorilla crap for a living.
Let's go to the phones. K-Rock, hello. You're on the air with Coco the gorilla. Do you have a question for Coco?
Yeah, I want to know if the trainer is trying to sexually assault Coco. Is that what he's saying?
Are you asking Coco that or the trainer?
Well, the trainer's going to feed you a line of bull. I think Coco is being molested.
Please, you have to ask Coco a question.
Okay.
And then if that's the question you want to ask, hopefully the trainer will be honest enough to give the direct reply.
Okay. Okay, Coco, I want to know if your trainer is trying to sexually assault you.
All right. You heard the question.
Coco, love you long time.
Are you ready? Is Coco ready to take another call?
Coco's ready.
You sure? Did you ask Coco?
Did you ask Coco, trainer?
1 minute.
I don't got a minute.
Coco, food, ass, kiss.
How long have you been working with Coco?
Don't ask me. I shovel gorilla crap for a living.
All right. Thank you so much for being on with us.
Thank you.
Thank Coco for me, will you?
One minute.
Tell Coco we say goodbye.
Coco says, suck you now.
I think she likes us.
What a magical, magical moment. First time we ever interviewed a gorilla. Coco dead at the age of 46.
We pay tribute to Coco the Gorilla with another guest on this show.
That's right.
Don Ho.
The legendary Don Ho. If you were taking a trip to Hawaii, you had to stop and see a Don Ho show.
See, we never managed to do that. We did get to see Wayne Newton in Las Vegas,
yes,
but we never made it to Hawaii with Don Ho.
Although Don Ho and I sang Tiny Bubbles together.
And he invited us.
Yep. 277-9600. Here's what we got for you. $20 to Subway. Southwest Florida area Subways. You can get yourself plenty of footlongs for $20. Limited quantity. These are like gold. A 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney Baba Koo Saw.
We have to keep it under lock and key.
People take it. We have to constantly move it around our office, hide it. People will come in and take it. It is that good. $60 to Sky King Fireworks if you want to get some stuff for the 4th of July. No better place than Sky King. Here's a place up in North Fort Myers that if you want a burger, Butch's Famous Burgers, Chili, and Dogs, $25 to Butch's. What's today's date? This is 2 days away. Weezer and the Pixies, Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. Got a pair of tickets if you want to go see them. Complimentary auto health checkup from Naples Nissan. That's the oil change, tire rotation, all the topping off of fluids and stuff. He's got a check. He's got it right. for $900. Tickets to a miracle game of your choice. Nothing better than going to the ballpark, watching a game. Got a Haney bobblehead. Matter of fact, we got plenty of them. I'll sign them. He won't touch them. And $20 to Bernie's City Diner. That's in Naples. 277-9600.
Stan, I wanted to see if you have any requests. I have a limited playlist today. Would you like to hear the Neil Young classic Ohio as done by Debo? The Blondie song Call Me done by the Box Tops?
Ooh.
Duran Duran's Girl on Film done by Billy Preston? Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made for Walking by The Fix? White Wedding by Herman's Hermits. Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap by Leslie Gore. And one of the best ones, Carry On My Wayward Son by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Do that one. Go ahead. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a second.
Ooh. Ooh. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest.
Ooh.
Don't you cry no more.
That's so good.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you so much. Hey, that story was cracking me up about the girl that drinks the pee, and it just reminded me of that. I'm not sure if you guys saw the movie The Animal when they had that commercial for Badger Milk.
No.
It's only like a 30-second run. You guys got to play it. It's spectacularly hilarious.
We'll check it out, buddy. Thank you. I was soaring ever higher. 277-9600.
Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman.
When they all come in on that chorus, it gets chills.
Very powerful.
I can hear them say, carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when
you are done. As good as the Statler brother.
Lay your weary head.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy, Stan.
Hi.
Big John.
Hey, Big John, Big Bad John.
You got any friends named Tiny?
Actually, I do. I work with a guy named Tiny.
Y'all get Tiny and Big John. Yeah. Y'all come up here now.
What's going on there, Big John? What's on your mind, buddy?
Oh, just listening to your show, having a good time today. Appreciate you guys being on.
Well, that's what we do. 277-9600. You know, I appreciate us being on too, but you know, Haney and I wake up in the morning and it's what you got to do? We got to be on the air. It's what we do.
Well, by the time we get here, it's fine.
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't mind doing this at all, but you know, getting out of bed and all that, you know,
yeah,
I don't enjoy that.
It's tough for you.
It is. And thanks for acknowledging that.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Larry.
Hey, Lair.
Hey, appreciate you guys also being on also.
Thank you. 277-9600.
Probably shouldn't mention that we'll be taking vacation at some point.
Yeah.
They won't appreciate that.
We'll be on the rest of this week and next week. We're on. And let me tell you, some of the shows that we got coming up while we're gone, beauties. I got to make this reference because it's going to be one of the shows while we're gone, and I'm listening to it. The show was How Times Have Changed from 2008, right when the crash happened, and we had everybody and their uncle telling you troubles afoot. This thing is going to do nothing but get worse. And we had that, who's the stock guy that used to be on, I think it was CNBC, that Kramer. Remember him?
Jim Cramer?
Jim Cramer.
Yeah, it used to be Larry Kudlow and Jim Cramer. Larry Kudlow now works in the White House.
I want to say it was from October or August of 2008, and you'll hear the show. We play the cut of Cramer on CNBC telling everybody, I've never said it before in my life, get out of the stock market. He said, you've already experienced some losses. I'm seeing things that I haven't seen. Get out of it now. Maybe you can invest back into the stock market in about 5 or 6 years. But please, I've never told anybody to pull all of their investments. He said, but I'm telling you now. And little did we all know, it couldn't be that bad. He went on CNBC and said, get all of you, get it out.
You know, the things, you know, we do a show and we're messing around 96.1% of the time.
Yeah.
But if you go back over our history and you hear things like that, you hear Kreskin talking in January of 2001.
Yep.
You might learn something on this show.
Said that the market won't recover for another 5 to 6 years. And he gave other ideas where you can put your money. He said, but don't put it in the stock market. Do not put it in the stock market. He says, you're going to see falls in the stock market like you've never seen before. And we were talking about, and I'm listening to it now, compared to how America is right now, to what we, and again, early on, we didn't know how bad it was going to get, but listening to us do a show as the storm clouds are coming.
We were still months removed from John McCain suspending his campaign.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, it's Brandon Small again.
Who's
it? I couldn't make it out.
Yeah, I can't either. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
How's it going today?
Doing good, buddy. What's on your mind?
I was listening to that gorilla story, and I think that's pretty damn cool. That was one of the best interviews I've ever heard.
Oh, it was a magical moment.
Stan was really on fire that day.
I felt like I really knocked it out of the park with that one. Oh, God, I remember that.
I remember you looking at me going, really?
Are we going to do this? And then he said to me, he says, don't worry. The only thing he's going to reply to you is, I don't know, I shovel gorilla crap.
Don't ask me. I shovel gorilla crap for a living.
Just go along with it. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. You know what? I got time for another couple calls. I'm looking at the clock. We're okay. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Robbie. How are you?
Hey, Robbie. Welcome to the Stan and Haney Show.
Hey, I was just, I was reminiscing. I've been listening to you guys since I was 17, and it was about the first time I saw a Weezer concert. And my son, he's just 18, and I was looking to see if maybe we could get some tickets to go see him on Saturday.
Okay. Did anybody...
You want tickets to what?
Weezer, if you got them.
Yeah, hold on. Hopefully you don't lose the connection.
I cannot wait until we get copper wires, because you and I both, I couldn't understand the last several callers.
I can't. And he's talking about how many years he's been listening to us. Calls this quality 10 years ago, we wouldn't accept on the air. I've said it before. We had Larry Zonka calling us from Alaska on a cell phone, and we had him on, and I remember, because it's Larry Zonka, NFL Hall of Famer, Dolphin great, and we finished the phone call with him when he was calling in from Alaska, and he said, he was on the banks of whatever lake he was on, and he's talking to us on a cell phone, and I remember we finished the phone call, and I turned to Haney, and I said, we'll never be able to air that again. The quality was so poor. And over the past year or so, I've been going through the archives and all that. I listened to that interview we did with Zonka back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than any phone call we get as far as clarity. I'd say I'd air it in a second.
Yeah, and it's on our end.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Stan's what's on the list? The whip it around the room version. Chance for you to win some prizes. We'll add Adventure Island,
you know,
to the prizes.
And you kids out there listening thinking, hey, I could come up with game shows like that. No.
No.
Don't
no,
try it. No. You'll hurt yourself. Yeah. Stan is a professional.
For the to be a true champion, you need pride, vision, and perseverance. You need these same qualities to be a moderately successful afternoon FM talk show. Do you really expect people to believe this shit? Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. It's a Thursday. About a half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. And about an hour away from our question of the week. We do it every Thursday. We pose a question to you. It's not a yes or no answer, but you have the right answer. It's going to get your thinking cap going. You got a story behind our question of the week, and we'll take your phone calls and we'll get in as many as we can and your stories to our question of the week. We're going to play Stan's What's on the List, Whip It Around the Room version. I'll go over that and the prizes momentarily, but I got to take care of something right now. D-Train, I promised you. Here's your Looney Tunes.
Promises made, promises kept.
Haney, this is his, he let me borrow it for the last 4 years. Looney Tunes, the Golden Collection, and it's all of the old Looney Tunes on DVD, unedited, the way that they were meant to be.
Yeah, I think there's a disclaimer on the back.
Yeah.
In the gold box.
Yeah, I'm looking. I think there is a disclaimer.
Yeah, because children were so much more resilient back then.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, here it is. Looney Tunes Golden Collection Volume 4 is intended for the adult collector and may not be suitable for children, if you can believe that. These were Daffy Duck and Sylvester, not appropriate for children in the 21st century. Give me a break. D-Train here. Haney, would you want to borrow this? It's some great cartoons on there.
No, you don't borrow stuff from him. He'll hang it over you.
Yeah, damn. There you go. Thank you for letting me borrow it.
And he's opening it to make sure you didn't damage it.
They're all there, I think. Are they?
All scratched up.
They are not. They're clean. They're perfect. Look at that.
Prints on there. But
okay. All right. Jeez. Go to your room.
I'll save those for a future endeavor.
Stan's What's on the List, Whip It Around the Room. This is where D-Train and Haney will participate in naming things that are on our list, and then we'll swing it over to the caller. Rapid fire. I'm not playing games with this. Rapid fire.
Well, I thought it was a game.
I'm not playing games with people hemming and hawing.
You're not playing
answers.
Games with the game.
Exactly. Each of you, as we whip it around the room, there's 12 things on the list. And I will mark the ones off that D-Train and Haney get, and then we'll go to a caller. If they get something, they're going to get a prize. Then they get their prize, and we whip it around the room again. Up for grabs, pair of tickets to Adventure Island up in Tampa, the water park. It's summertime now, and you can try out Vantage Point, their new slide. It's a drop slide. $20 to Subway, a 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney barbecue sauce, $60 to Sky King Fireworks, $25 to Butch's Famous Burgers, Chili and Dogs in North Fort Myers. We have an auto health check from Naples Nissan, miracle tickets, Haney bobblehead, Bernie's City Diner. I will release the phones after I give the category as we play Stan's What's on the List, Whip It Around the Room version.
$2,000.
877-9600. Again, once I give the category, I will release the phones. You hear the old saying, man, there's just not enough hours in the day. Can't get what I need to get done or do what I want to do. Just not enough hours in the day. Recent survey taken. If you had an extra hour in the day, what would you do with it? What would you do if you had an extra hour in the day? Top 12 answers are on the board. 277-9600. Callers can call in, but we're going to whip it around the room. Both D-Train and Haney have no idea what's on the list. We start with D-Train. If you had an extra hour, what would you do with it?
Housework.
Housework. Do chores around the house. Number 8 on the list. Very good. Haney.
Sleep.
Number 5 on the board. Sleep. Now we bring it around to a caller. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Todd.
Todd, extra hour. What would you do with it?
Call my mother.
What a shame. D-Train?
Read.
No. Well, I think they lump it all together. They say...
I'm just trying to think like the generic masses.
Yeah.
Because you're not a generic mass?
I'm a generic ass, but no, not part of the generic mass.
No, you know what? I'm not going to give it to you. Haney.
Cook something nice.
Cook something nice.
Like where you can put more time into it than you normally would.
Nope.
You liked it, though.
I did like that. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Nope, not going to play around. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brent.
Brent, we have extra chores around the house, sleep. If you got that extra hour, what would you do with it?
If I had the extra hour, drink beer.
Drink beer. No.
Gotta be there.
You know what? Think of these in more general terms, and I'm saying this to you, D-Train, more general terms. I mean, for some, that a beer could be because they're thirsty. A beer could be because they're a drunk. A beer could be a hobby for them. Be more general on your specifics here. D-Train.
Well, I think you made just... Well, I don't think it's on the list now because what you just said, but I was going to go with hobbies.
Number 4. Pursue a new hobby. Pick up something that you haven't... Like me, I took a painting lesson.
And turned it into a lot of money.
Yeah, $300 for the draft fund, $900 from Naples Nissan, $1,200 to the draft fund. Haney.
Go somewhere.
I'm going to give it to you. Check something off your to-do list. You want to go somewhere? That's fine. Now, there's others that... I'll leave it at that. I can't. When I go down this list, you'll see what they're looking for. But I'll give you that. Ahoy, who's this? I love our phones. Ahoy, who's this?
Anthony.
Anthony, what do you think's on the list?
Go to the gym, work out.
Yeah, exercise. Number 3 on the list. What would you like?
Awesome. Sky King fireworks would be awesome.
Done deal. You got them. $60 worth of fireworks at Sky King. Hold on. 277. I'll throw it to you real quick. D-Train, what do you think's on there?
Spend time with the family.
Yep. Number 2 on the list. That is the second most popular answer. So here's what we got. Spend time with the family. Exercise. Pursue a hobby. Sleep. Do something. Check something off your to-do list that you want to do. And chores around the house. There's still plenty up here, including the number 1 answer. Haney.
Run errands.
run errands. Yep, I'm going to give it to you. Go shopping, get something off of your things you need to do. Maybe even go to the store, go to a movie, do something, run some errands, go shopping.
Ooh, there's a dog crapping at the White House there. And they got the guy doing a live shot. Wonder whose dog that is.
That's going to make every newscast you watch, every late night show.
I was surprised, though. Nobody seemed to pick up on the blonde girl at the congressional hearing, though.
Yeah, but they'll pick up on a dog crapping. Let's go to a
I think it's my turn, isn't it?
No, his was go shopping.
Oh, okay.
Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah. Hi, this is Jim.
Jim, what's on the list?
I would say fishing.
That would be like pursuing a hobby or something. Unless you're a fisherman for a living and you need it to eat. D-Train!
Crap. I'm running blank now.
Now, keep in mind, now there are some that are close together in relationship.
Is this a modern survey?
Yeah, it's a modern survey.
Binge watch favorite TV show.
That would be go shopping and enjoy entertainment. TV shows, movies, shopping. I'll give you another shot at it.
A volunteer.
Yeah, yeah. Number 11 on the board. Number 11. Haney.
Catch up on work.
Number 12 on the list. More work. How many we got left? Boy, you see? Whipping it around the room. We're clearing this list. One, two. There's three more left. Three more left. Ahoy, who's this?
Robin.
Robin, what do you think? We've got three more left. We've got spend time with family, exercise, pursue a hobby, sleep, check something off your to-do list, do more chores around the house, go shopping, volunteer, work more. What do you think else is on there?
Return phone calls.
No. Not.
Not everybody's as popular as you, man.
Yeah. Yeah. If I could return a phone call maybe once a year. Nobody calls me except bill collectors. Oh, it's D-Train's turn.
Scrapbook. I'm running out of ideas. I've gotten quite a few.
Wait a second.
Or would that be a hobby?
Yeah, that would be a hobby. Haney?
Do nothing.
And that would be classified as...
Relax, do nothing.
Number one answer. Just relax. Just sit down on the sofa. Kick your feet up for an hour. It's not like you're getting a whole day. You're getting one more hour. So it's like, okay, I got an hour now. I can just relax. Number one answer. Number one.
It's like what, two left?
Two left. Okay. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Mitchell.
Mitchell, what do you think's on the list?
Read a book?
No.
I already said that one.
No. I would have considered it if you go and specify a type of book. I would give it to you.
Read the Bible?
Yeah. That's it. Focusing on self-improvement, both physically and mentally. Self-improving yourself. I'm surprised that nobody has gotten this, and it's an obvious one.
Well, we were trying to get the hard ones.
Yeah, well, you got them.
Clipped toenails.
There's one on the list.
Empty ashtrays.
No. Yeah. It's like, don't get that specific. It's the only one left.
I got it. Clean the food trap in the dishwasher.
No. Yep, yeah, too specific. Number 7 on the list of 12.
Vacuum mouse droppings.
And it seems to be pretty basic. Pretty basic.
Floss the cat.
Let's see if somebody will get it. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Christopher.
Christopher, one thing left. It's number 7 on the board. If you had an extra hour, What would you do with it?
I would fix something, work on my car.
Nope. Nope. I'm going to give it to you. Got it right off the bat. Spend time with family. Spend time with your friends. Go hang out with your buddies. Go hang out with your pals.
Well, then you should have given it to the guy that said drink beer.
No! That's the only one that you guys didn't get. I like this whipping it around the room because you get multiple brains going. Survey was recently done asking people if they had an extra hour each day, what would you do with it? Number 12, work more. Number 11, volunteer. Number 10, focus on self-improvement, physically, mentally. Number 9, go shopping. Enjoy some entertainment, movies, TV. It was all lumped into one. Number 8, do chores around the house. Number 7, nobody got it. Spend time with friends. Number 6, check off something of your want-to-do list. Number 5, sleep. Number 4, pursue a hobby. Number 3, exercise. Number 2, spend it with family. But the number 1 is just do nothing. Relax. Not even worry about it.
Now, does the want-to-do list differ greatly from the honey-do list?
No, yeah, it's totally different. That's stuff you want to do, you not know, stuff you have to do.
And he would say, you know what? It's been a while since I've been to the GameStop. I'm going to go down there and check out some games.
And then when I show up, they've closed down.
There's other ones open, Haney, not just the one that's a half mile from your house.
Range.
You know, what do you do? Look at your house and draw. Take one of them little compasses and go around in a little circle. Yep. And then if it's just a half mile outside that.
Why does that make you so angry?
It bothers me. You keep saying the GameStop's closed. Maybe that one is. You got the Gold Coast Town Center right over here. They got one open.
Yeah.
Everything going to that one, it's maybe probably an extra, you know, couple of miles.
No, because I made friends with the people that ran the one there at Coconut. They're such good people.
They got other ones, though.
I've got such great memories.
And so you'll never go to another GameStop again.
Oh, I didn't say that if I happened to be there. But I wouldn't set out to make a whole trip there.
I'm willing to bet that the Coconut GameStop that's closed now that you liked is probably equidistant, just in a different direction over at Gulf Coast.
Yeah, I don't like the traffic
going that
way.
Just point your car in the different direction.
And you got to park. And
but I have
he had to park with the other one.
You know, I have so many great memories.
Standing out at line at midnight for game release night.
He would do it.
No, I did that one time.
I did it too.
And I did it for the original Destiny. And it was so cool because there was like at least 50 people waiting for that game.
Yeah, and you were all talking Destiny.
All talking about how we can't wait to play the game.
It was almost like a moment there where everybody was family.
Mm-hmm.
It really was.
I think I did it for World at War.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
Yeah, and that was taken
away.
You
know where I did? The only time I camped out for anything? Van Halen tickets, 1980.
Yeah, and it's got your broken legs.
No, that was at the concert. That wasn't when I went to buy the tickets.
Yeah, and you can't really put a price on the admiration he acquired that night.
Yes, yes.
This some bitch jumped off the parking garage.
What was he drinking? Reuniti on ice?
Ooh, that's nice.
North Richland Hills 911.
That's it.
Hello?
This is Freddie Wilhite.
How can I help you?
I shot my wife in the stomach with 38.
What address are you at?
8432.
Is she still there?
Yeah, she's lying on the floor.
And what is your name?
Freddie Wilhite.
Where's the gun at?
What?
Where's the gun?
It's in the closet.
What is her name?
Donna.
Is there anybody else there with you?
No.
Okay. Why did you do this?
She enticed me, and she would ridicule me throughout my lifetime.
Okay, and you're at 8432 Gifford?
That's it, baby.
Okay, I'm going to get somebody out there. Where out in the house are you right now?
Well, I'm in the dining room. I don't know if she's dead or not.
How long ago did this happen?
A few minutes.
Okay.
They're saying he shot her. He's still holding the gun on her.
I'll see if she's alive.
Sir?
You alive?
You there?
I'm here.
There?
Sir, I'm here.
I think she's dead.
Okay. Is there anybody else in the house with you?
No. I'm peaceable. It's okay.
Okay, sir, it's okay. I understand. I've got help coming up there. I just want to stay on the line with you until they get there.
Well, okay, okay. And then I'll go down.
I'm sorry?
I'll go down.
Okay.
Okay, you all right?
You'll miss us when we're gone. Thankfully, we're not going anywhere. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Peaceful.
Yeah, I'll go down. Yeah.
You okay?
I think she's dead. You alive?
I think she's dead.
Hey, everybody. Stan and
on
Haney.
The floor.
Enticed me.
Ridiculed
me throughout my lifetime. In about 30 minutes, we will play our question of the week. We'll pose a question to you. You tell us your story. In the meantime, we've got traffic, news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Let's get it underway. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board, and it is in Bonita Springs, a crash, Bonita Grande Drive, and Snell Lane. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record. With Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What's coming up? What can you expect? Well, Haney's about to tell you right now because he's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
I love this stuff because I love language. And someone has put together a list of unique slang terms from all 50 states. Things that someone in a particular state would hear all the time, but the rest of us would go, what are you talking about?
Right.
We got a couple of good ones there. A man in Texas broke into a smoke shop on Saturday, but this guy's hip to what's going on.
Yeah.
He knows they've got motion detectors and all that, so he slithers across the floor.
Mission Impossible style.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
What, Annie? What is
just
it, buddy?
Just the nonsense that goes on in this country.
Yep.
A father and his adult son beat a man silly over Pokemon Go.
Do they even still do that? Is that still even around?
I don't know. A man with the last name of Beer got in some trouble.
Like
we'll
that.
Let you guess what that's about. And there's something we know about all women.
They're crazy.
And?
Capable of anything.
A woman wearing an alcohol you later shirt is busted for drunk driving.
What did the shirt say?
Alcohol you later. And finally, a drunk woman proposes to her designated driver.
Aww.
She was very displeased when he declined her offer of holy matrimony. We'll tell you what happened in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. laughter. It's a, such a...
You don't want to say no to a drunk girl.
No. They hate the word no. Say
son
no
of
in any context.
Mm-hmm.
No. I want to go out for a cheeseburger. No.
Damn it.
I want to go out to the bar. No.
Dirty.
I want to go out dancing. No.
Oh, you, my God.
You can here's fight.
Here's a tip for you. Always say yes. It doesn't mean that you're going to do what they say.
Right.
But there's a good chance they'll pass out before you ever get that far
correct.
Along.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. You're absolutely
let's
right.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Let's go to the bar.
Yep.
All right. Hold on a second. I got to go get my lucky shirt.
Yeah. Go back in the living room. There she is on the sofa.
Yep.
All out.
Yeah. And then you avoid all of it.
Yep. Let's laugh. 4 o'clock, fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
D-Train?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi. Woo!
It's official. Summer's here.
And the time is right.
But not everybody is happy about it.
Son of a...
Find out why with today's list of the...
Top
reasons you don't like summer.
Top reasons you don't like summer.
It can be cruel. Just ask Bananarama.
Oh.
Swamp ass.
Yeah.
Those annoying male romper tan lines. You're distraught because they're separating families in the tube slide line.
Somebody had a meme on Facebook saying, welcome to summer. And it's a guy in a bathroom. And the only thing you do is you see him on the side of the shower, two legs, and he's got a fistful of talcum powder. Welcome to summer.
Top reasons you don't like summer. The people wearing the least at the beach are always the people who should be wearing the most.
We've said it for years.
Then just get all fat and sassy.
You're a big Baltimore Orioles fan.
That's it.
Thank you, Freddie.
All the movies out are about comic book characters, and you have to wait until the fall to see a movie about somebody having sex with a fish. You hate feeling as sweaty as Tom Sizemore looks. You'll have to go to several weddings where you'll be reminded you're single, pathetic, and destined to die alone and be consumed by your cats. That precious look on the kids' faces when you tell them you're staycationing again.
Yeah, guess what, kids? We're going to have ourselves a staycation this year.
Woo!
And finally, the very top reason you don't like summer.
Yes.
Having to wait until September to sleep with your favorite teacher again.
Who wants to see another belly fly?
Right here!
Yeah. Right in the old pool!
And that, my friends, is over.
Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's it, baby.
Thank you, Freddie. Email time. Ahoy. At Stan and Haney. .com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay, okay.
It's from Sam. That's nice. Nice, short, and sweet. New Hampshire. From New Hampshire. I wonder if he has a stick pin. If you do, Sam, we need what city you're in. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I'll tell you what, guys, I've been out of the state of Florida for 5 long years, and I listen to your podcasts each and every day. I was just talking to D-Train about the podcast. You know, set aside the people that listen to us live. Set aside the people that listen to our streaming at work or where podcasts alone, daily. Roughly around 400 people a day will go and listen to the podcast.
God bless them.
I listen to your podcasts, and I'm incredibly drawn to your show. I lived in Southwest Florida for 10 years, and still, you two never cease to make me laugh. I love you guys, and I really miss your stuff. Keep at it. Signed, Sam, podcast listener from New Hampshire.
It came from somewhere deep and dark that we don't want to go.
Easy, mama.
Thank you, Sam.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, these crybabies on the left.
Jesus.
Gentlemen, these crybabies on the left are never satisfied. They stand around getting on Trump to do something on the child immigration issue. So Trump does just that and signs an executive order so families stay together. Well, surprise, they're not happy. So what's the problem? Trump took action just like they wanted. I found it very funny that if you go back a few years, every one of them is supporting tougher immigration laws and that illegals need to be stopped. Every one of them. Every one
That's
of them.
Because they had to win elections.
Yep. And you know what they're doing now? All the pressure about Trump signing the executive order. What is all the headlines on your CNNs and MSNBC? Oh, you turn for Trump, flip-flopping. What do you want?
You know, in all seriousness, what needs to happen? There needs to be right out in the open, no BS about it, because there's a lot of getting caught up in details of this and that. What it comes down to, Trump And a lot of us, we want borders. We want border laws enforced. And all I can hear from the other side is that they don't believe in that. And they want open borders.
Then we don't have a country.
And if that's the case, we need to just have some sort of referendum or something where they come out quite clearly and say, we should have no border enforcement.
People are all on this outrage about the separation of families and all of this. There was a guy, I don't know, he's one, a cabinet person, you know, not one of the biggies, but one of the people, he's in charge of these units that have to take care of the really small kids. And he said, people don't understand. Their parents are breaking the law, and they're jeopardizing the safety of their children doing this.
If you're a parent, you go rob a bank, you're not going to be, your kids
gonna take
don't
your
come
kids.
With you.
And he said, if you, a United States citizen, go and break the law endangering your children, what are they going to do? They're going to take your kids away. They're going to put them in a facility so that they're safe and not subject to that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than what can happen to you. It's no different. You jeopardize your kids' safety and you break the law, you lose your kids.
And it really is. It's just ridiculous. And Trump pointed out, he was in Minnesota last night for a rally. And he pointed out the fact that, isn't this curious? A year and a half ago, if somebody told you that Trump was going to go meet with Kim Jong-un and start the denuclearization process with North Korea, you would have said, that's crazy. How could that happen? And at the same time, where they're showing pictures of crying children on television, in Congress, they've got the FBI director and the inspector general sitting there for days of testimony as to all the BS that's been going on.
Yeah.
So that's not covered.
It's
no, look, there's a kid crying.
Have you seen the cover of Time?
Yeah. Every cover of Time is like that.
Yeah. The Guardian has a plan.
The previous week, the cover of Time was Trump, where they had him dressed up as a king.
All of these people that think that we're being discompassionate, I have an idea, a plan. Every one of them will take in at least one family and be responsible for their housing, food, medical care, all the cost for them until they can support themselves, learn English, assimilate to the American way of life. Hell, I bet Pelosi, Waters, Schumer could support a couple of hundred each. Of course, that's just my opinion. You guys are the best. But again, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
If you, and we've seen it with people that we know, you go and risk the safety of your children, you put them in a bad situation, you break the law, they're going to take your kids.
Well, and again,
you, the American.
The argument, the controversy, if you will, is very simple. Do we have borders or do we not?
Yep. Because if we walked into Mexico, they got borders and we're arrested. We're arrested. We'll be back. Our question of the week is next.
Making Mr. Beasley a wealthy man for most of our adult lives.
Stan and Haney
on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We're going to check traffic, and then we're going to pose to you our question of the week. Kind of floated it around out there a little earlier, but it'd be interesting to hear your answers because you have the right answer. And we're going to pose that question to you right now, and then we're going to do traffic and then take your phone calls. So while we do traffic, you can call in. We were talking about things that you've waited in line for. Now, I'm not talking about going to the grocery store and having to wait in line there, or maybe you wanted to go see a movie and you're waiting to get to the ticket window and waiting in line there. I'm talking about you were committed, whether you were young.
Highly motivated
that you will wait in line as long as it takes to get what you want. It could be the video game. It could be a concert ticket. What concert? It could be an event. It could be something that you said, you know what? I'll camp out here if I have to. I'm not leaving the line. Question of the week. What have you waited in line for? So motivated and dedicated that there was no way. I don't want anybody cutting in front of me. I'll bring the sleeping bag if I have to. What have you waited in line for? 277-9600. That is our question of the week. We're not talking about every day waiting in line. Maybe it's something that you, there was a store and they were, you know, that first hour. The big 46-inch TVs were $199. And, all right, I'm going to go and camp there till the store opens.
Whatever it takes.
Yep, whatever it takes. What have you waited in line for? 277-9600. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
Take your phone calls. One thing on the board, it's in Lehigh Acres. It is a crash, Lee Street and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. Another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. Question of the week, what have you waited in line for? There's no way you're going to be deterred.
You're not going to be deterred.
No. The turd.
Nobody wants to be the turd.
Be the turd. You're the turd. I told you Van Halen, I think, but the thing I waited in line the longest for, I was in college, 1984, the U.S. Olympic team was coming to Orlando for a parade. They expected like 100,000 people in Orlando to see the U.S. Olympic team. And that was the 84 games where Russia didn't show up and we had tons of gold medals. And the boxers were going to be there. The gymnasts were going to be there. The swimmers were all going to be there. And they were going to go and parade for a ticker tape parade in Orlando. And I remember me and a few friends from campus went there hours before the sun went up to get a spot on the curb so that you could see the Olympians go through when they came through Orlando in 1984. And I just remember it just being so long of a wait because they didn't come through till probably like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was god awful. And I remember, was it worth the wait? I probably should have stayed home. What have you waited in line for just an ungodly amount of time because you wanted it?
The only thing that comes to mind is what I had mentioned earlier when the original Destiny came out. That is the first and only time that I have gone to one of those midnight release things. And there were at least 50 people, if not more, there.
Sitting there waiting. D-Train!
This was a few months ago. I had two cavities. One of them was actually bleeding pretty bad. And as the listeners of this show know, I have some insurance problems. And you actually made me aware of this. The Florida Mission of Hope, I think it was called. They basically brought in a bunch of dentists down to the Lee Civic Center and was doing free dental work. And so I went down there about 4:45 in the morning on a Saturday and waited in line and got my teeth fixed around 3 p.m.
Yeah. Like 11 hours.
Worth the wait.
Worth the wait, but 11 hours. And I remember seeing the video of that on the news. They did a flyover of the people at the Lee Civic Center waiting in line more than they ever anticipated going all the way out to the parking lot.
Well, the
lots.
Reason it took so long on Saturday is they had run out of time the previous day, but they didn't want to turn people away, so they gave them front of the line passes. So the next morning they came back and went in straight in.
Gotcha. 277-9600. What have you waited in line for? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Mike.
Mike, it doesn't matter. You're going to stay there as long as it took. What'd you wait in line for?
I've been listening to you guys for 20 years. This is the dumbest question you ever asked.
Okay, fair enough. Then turn off the radio, you
His
stooge.
Answer is you waited on hold to say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor baby.
Well, I appreciate it, because it's hard to be stupid.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Rob.
Rob, what's the longest you've ever waited in line for?
Well, it was a concert, a couple hours. It was first come, first serve seating, so we wanted to be up front.
You remember those days of general admission, don't you?
Yeah. Well, the kicker was that the headliner never even showed up to the concert.
It happens.
We were the first people in line, first row, but they never showed up.
Do you remember who the headliner was?
It was a rap show. It was Capone and Noriega and Mobb Deep.
Yeah, they might have gotten arrested beforehand. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Greg.
Greg, what'd you wait in line for?
Well, two things. Waiting in the urinal at the sport event.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And secondly, was waiting in line after Irma to get gas.
Oh, yep. You would park there and just because the rumor would be out that the gas station was going to get a delivery or was going to open up. And you remember Irma, those lines went forever.
God, I hope we don't get smacked again.
Oh, 277-9600. What is waiting in line? You might have camped. It was something. Here's the Told you, I waited in line for the Van Halen tickets. This was before the internet. It was, they thought it was a brilliant way to do it. Rolling Stones are on their 81 tour. And they didn't want to have people camping out and waiting in line. So you were you called and were sent a slip of paper. And if your slip of paper fell within a certain number, you got tickets. And it was all done by snail mail.
You know, that's like printing money, man. Because you're begging for the chance to buy something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you want to go bad enough. Ahoy, who's this?
Chris from Naples. Ahoy, gentlemen.
Ahoy, what have you waited in line for?
Well, the first last two callers kind of stole the thunder there, but yeah, my longest wait in line was definitely Irma for gas. I actually had the luxury of being able to borrow an extra truck or two from the company I work for, so I got by for about a week. But I was literally one of the last 364 houses in Naples to get power at 12 days. So
that 12 was a nice days. D-Train, how long for you?
16
days for D-Train.
Wow. There were still people after that.
Yeah, that was. That was. And I've said it. We've lived through a lot of them. That was one of the worst, if not the worst.
The one I waited in line for about 6 hours was. I've been to see the Grateful Dead with the Black Crowes opening up, but I saw Ozzy in '96 at what used to be Coral Sky, and I waited in line for about 6 hours to be able to even told if I could get a ticket.
Yeah,
and it was well worth it because that was when he did his first reunion with Black Sabbath, and day I will remember forever.
Sweet.
Wonderful. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I waited for 6 hours to see President Trump at Germain Arena. More than worth it. It's just that Dave the Waterman got to see.
Walked right in.
I don't remember how long we waited to see President Ford, but that was a hell of a day because we were at Valley Forge.
Mm-hmm.
And place was just packed. You know, it's 1976, bicentennial, and the president comes in on Marine One, and then just like a minute later, he's making his speech.
Yeah. So, you know, I saw Reagan, and that was when he was at Disney World, but I was media at the time. And so it's amazing how you think, oh, it's going to be tons of security. There was a lot of Disney security there and all that. He was going down Main Street USA. But if you put it in 2018, I couldn't imagine the security that would be there. It was relatively easy.
Well, and you know, and they got to him. But the best security is the stuff you never see.
Exactly. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Keith.
Keith, what have you waited in line for? You were determined, I'm going to stay here as long as it takes.
Well, I camped out overnight on a sidewalk outside the Memorial Gym, Lexington, Kentucky. Midnight Madness tickets for me and my family.
Oh, God. How bad was it?
It was cold, but I had a pup tent. We had sleeping bags. Sidewalk was rather hard to sleep on.
Yeah,
but we got those tickets in the very front row. Sat down on the floor with the team.
Awesome. That's all what you want to do.
Yeah, if it's important to you,
you'll
do it.
You'll do what it takes. Ahoy, who's this?
This is the Shark Lover.
Ah, Shark Girl. What did you wait in line for? Some kind of aquarium show?
No.
Some kind of seal with a ball on its nose? What'd you wait for?
I went to go see Ace Frehley with Nigel.
Nice!
And, little did I know, I was not really informed very well about this, but we were there 4 or 5 hours before the show started, and we were waiting in line. They had a switch line, and while we were waiting, this short man comes up. He's probably in his mid-40s. He had on Kiss hat, Kiss shirt, Kiss everything. And he just starts getting into an argument with Nigel. Well, I have the 1983 life-size Gene Simmons action figure. And Nigel says, oh, yeah? Well, I got the such-and-such signed copy of this. And a small crowd of people formed around us while this was going on. And they just, you know, started hooting and hollering, oh, get him, blah, blah, blah. And then finally at the end, the dude's like, Well, I have, signed copies from all of the KISS members of da-da-da-da-da, and I said, well, I was going to buy that, but I decided to go to college instead. Just walked away with a tail between his legs. But we were there for about 5 hours. So.
That sounds crazy. Nigel is not the most aggressive man on the planet. That's crazy.
You don't question him about that. That's serious stuff. You know?
I'll see you later. That was the one thing, and I just remember it being very aggressive. 2000 when KISS came to, I think it was Tico Arena then, at Germain. And the fans that are so passionate about that band in the full makeup, bringing their dolls and posters and all this stuff to a KISS show. And it takes one, like she was saying, took one person to say, well, I got this or I saw them there. And then pretty soon everybody's trying to one-up you.
Yeah, you don't want to get into that with super fans.
No, you do not. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is John.
Hey, John, what have you waited in line for?
3.5 hours with my 7-year-old daughter to meet Elsa and Anna at Disney. Does that sound like fun?
But you got to do it.
That
gotta
was right do after it. The Frozen movie came out, and the lines were a little long.
Yep.
But you got and you did it, and
did it.
She's got the pictures as proof.
It is amazing the things that men will do for their daughters.
That's it.
Things you would not do for anybody else.
Yep. Appreciate the phone call. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Joe.
Joe, what have you waited in line for? An ungodly amount of time.
Oh, my God. It was probably an hour. I was at this bachelor party, and they had a line all the way down the wall. I had to wait.
Yeah, that's sloppy.
Yeah, you've been there.
Yeah.
Oh, get up.
Get up. Get up now. It's his bachelor party. Get up. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi. Okay, so summer of 2010, when Harry Potter World opened in Orlando.
Oh. Yeah.
Husband and I took daughter and her boyfriend at the time, opening day, 8 hours in line before we even got to the Harry Potter part of the park.
At what part of that did you look to the sky and scream, stop the madness?
When we saw the helicopters above us that were actually taking pictures of the aerial, the overshot. We were like, what did we get ourselves into? They actually would take you through every single ride because the line had to wind through the entire park. And then at one point we got to the Jurassic Park area and it started to rain. And I looked at my family and I go, we're not leaving.
No, you're staying to the very end.
Oh, man, I wonder if she's one of the people that booed and hissed at us.
No.
You're going to be very upset, but Universal had us do the show up there for the opening of Harry Potter.
Uh-huh.
And you know, a lot of those rides at Universal, most of them, they have some sort of secret entrance where they can kind of sneak you in. And when they wanted us to see a ride in the past, you know, they'd take us around and a door would open and there would be the end of the line. They'd put us on the ride. Well, for Harry Potter, they didn't have anything like that. And so we had to go through a series of doors where all of the people standing in line could see us as the Universal people are taking us to the front of the line.
We were yelled at, screamed at.
Oh, my God. We were hated.
Oh, my daughter's a sweetheart. She wouldn't have done that, I guarantee it. And that day, though, as much as it was painful standing in line when we got there, she and her boyfriend went and got butter beer. And my husband and I said, we're going to get some better beer. But the smile on her face was worth it.
Absolutely. Appreciate the call. Yeah, that's the only time that I remember.
I felt like such a villain.
Because they want us there to promote the park and to go and talk about the ride. So we're escorted. And there's usually a side door. And It takes you strictly for members of the media and all that to go and take the ride. That was not possible for the Harry Potter. And we were two abreast going up the stairs where people were waiting in line.
It was very involved.
Screaming.
Didn't we have to, get in one van, then get in another van, and then through this gate and that gate?
Oh, yeah. We were going through all back gates and stuff to get to where the ride was in Harry Potter Land. And then it got bad. If you would like to answer our question of the week.
You remember that one guy. I thought he was going to take a swing at us.
Yeah. See, there's oh, guys, you wouldn't love to go to Universal and go and do it. After events like that, it's like, okay, you know what? I'll after it slows down a little bit, we'll go and do the normal thing. I felt like such a heel going through there and seeing these people exhausted. I mean, even now, if you go there, the line's going to be long to do. This was the opening of it.
Mm-hmm. And she said, they've been standing in line throughout the entire park, and here comes Stan and Haney waltzing in. Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Ahoy at stananhaney.com.
People yelling, I don't care who they are. Yep. This is an outrage.
Yep. We'll be back.
Southwest Florida's only radio show powered by alternative energy. Our show is produced through a volatile combination of superheated air and methane. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney in the news here in just a second. We're also going to update you on traffic. But you need to know this. Tomorrow, tickets go on sale. Tomorrow, tickets go on sale for the Legends of Wrestling. We're bringing them to you. The Legends of Wrestling featuring the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. The Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Hacksaw Jim Duggan, the Nasty Boys, and more to be added to the card. It's going to happen Saturday, September 15th at the Suncoast Credit Union Arena in Fort Myers. Tickets, great price, $19.95.
To see Legends.
And they go on sale tomorrow. Plus, there's a limited number of VIP tickets and meet and greets are available. If you want more info, it's on our website, 96krock.com. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Traffic brought to you by Butch's Famous Burgers, Chili, and Dogs. North Fort Myers, home of the best burger in town.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we got restrictions and speed restrictions as well of 35 miles per hour due to construction on White Boulevard, both ways from Webster Boulevard to 31st Street. Now, where could that be? Is that in Naples or is that in Lehigh Acres? I've never been on Weber Boulevard.
Naples Way.
Ah, thank you. Then we got intermittent lane closures due to construction work. Burnt Store Road both ways between Sham Road and Yacht Club Boulevard. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the evening news with Russ Hodge in Memphis, Tennessee, Dan Rather in New York, Bernard Kalb in Saigon, Marvin Kalb in Wellington, New Zealand, and Bert Quint in Khe Sanh, South Vietnam.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, June 21st.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you didn't know. As a percentage How much of your body is human?
All of it, 100%. I'm human. I'm human from the top of my head to the tip of my toes.
Only about 43% of you is human.
What's the rest of me, Martian?
Microscopic organisms that live there.
Ooh, ooh.
So
we're basically a host for microscopic organisms that live on our body.
Yep.
It's like, come along for the ride.
Microscopic organisms and water. There's very little of us. We've got very little to do with it, really. The Mr. Olympia bodybuilding competition has been around for 52 years.
Used to be on Wide World of Sports, remember?
Yeah.
It was usually before a Muhammad Ali fight, they'd have bodybuilding.
Yep, because they had to come up with something.
Yeah.
Although the competition has been going on for 52 years, they've only had 13 different winners.
Once you get doing that, I guess it's like an addiction.
The most famous winner, of course, is Arnold Schwarzenegger. He won the title 7 times between 1970 and 1980.
Yeah, that whole movie, wasn't he battling Lou Ferrigno for like those titles? The Incredible Hulk?
I don't remember.
I distinctly remember that.
They were both bodybuilders.
Yep. And that's the thing about a bodybuilder. You stop working out, your whole body will turn to flab.
Uh-huh.
You gotta work out, you work your way back down.
Now, some of you youngsters won't recall it. Stan and I do. A good percentage of you will recall the Black Plague of the 1300s.
Yeah, we lived through it, didn't we?
And for the longest time, science told us the Black Plague was spread by rats.
Yeah, because of the fleas jumping off the flea would bite the rat, the flea would jump off the rat and bite the person.
Science has now changed its mind. Science now believes
that it was the sneeze, and when they said God bless you, they meant it.
Well, a lot of people thought it was bad air.
Yes!
And a good bloodletting will fix that.
Yeah.
You need to go see the barber.
Yep.
Science now believes the Black Plague was not spread by rats. Perhaps even more horrifying, science believes it was spread by wild gerbils.
What? They're all your rodentia.
Nuisance mammals.
Yes, we talked about that yesterday. They're nuisance mammals. Now, I'm sure there were mice, gerbils, rats. I think they all did it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of pests, is there any country in the entire world free from mosquitoes?
I would assume so. It would have to be a cold country that doesn't have enough warmth in the summertime. It would have to be a cold country.
Yes and no. There are, in fact, two countries in the world without mosquitoes. They don't exist there.
Please take me there.
Both are roughly in the same part of the world. Iceland and the Faroe Islands. Iceland, of course, known for the thunderclap.
Yeah.
They say it's not really the cold, although that's part of it. They say the climate in both countries, too variable and harsh for mosquitoes.
Yeah, so temperature swings.
Mm-hmm.
And a good wind will blow them right off.
Yep.
So that's why if you're like even down here, think about, God forbid, Irma. And big storms, and when the wind's kicking around, you're not worrying about mosquitoes. They're just getting tossed. They're not thinking about you either. They're getting blown by the wind.
Mm-hmm. This is something I enjoy because I really am fascinated by language. You know, it's how we express ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And someone has pulled together a list of unique slang terms from the United States. And they have some terms here, some of them familiar, some of them not. In Arkansas, what does it mean if you call somebody a roofer?
I don't know. What does it mean? I wouldn't know. I'm not from Arkansas, so I wouldn't know that.
Well, in Arkansas, if somebody calls you a roofer, they're calling you an idiot or a moron.
Okay, I'm going to jot that down. I'm going to call Dave that tomorrow. You're a roofer.
What does it mean if someone calls you a gaper in Colorado?
D-Train?
I think it has something to do with either snowboarding or skiing, but I can't remember.
Derogatory term for a bad skier.
Yep.
What is that?
Gaper.
Gaper.
And they do supply one for Florida, which is highly appropriate. I guess nobody would know what we mean when we talk about no-see-ums.
We know exactly what no-see-ums are. Mm-hmm. And they hurt. They're worse than a mosquito. Who, incidentally, this person, I don't want to jump down anybody, but when you're talking about, where was it, Iceland, where there's no mosquitoes?
Mm-hmm.
And those islands?
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me there are no mosquitoes in Antarctica, says a texter?
I didn't say anything remotely like that.
Besides, Antarctica's not a country, it's a continent.
And it's nowhere near Iceland.
Yeah. Well, you said there's only two countries where there are no mosquitoes.
Yes.
And he said, what, you're telling me there are no mosquitoes in Antarctica?
I said nothing like that.
I don't remember you doing that, and I don't know, is there a country in Antarctica?
No.
It's a continent. There's land deep down underneath, but I don't think there's a country there.
No.
To the best of my knowledge.
No.
So it's been correct.
It's been ruled a no-go zone.
Yeah, you were right from the moment you said things you don't know, and you told us.
People hear what they want to hear, yep. Stan. You know this.
Don't I know it.
In Illinois, if someone says they're driving on LSD, what do they mean by that?
I do know this. Lakeshore Drive.
Yep. If you're in Kentucky and someone offers you a hot brown, what are they talking about?
A hot brown. I do know this. Hold on.
Well, D-Train should know it, shouldn't
he? Yeah. Why am I answering Kentucky?
I can't remember. What do you think it is? I have an idea. But
some kind of cake.
A hot brown?
A hot brown. Oh, no. It's some kind of breakfast thing.
D-Train, do you know?
Is it a coffee or a tea?
It's a type of open-faced sandwich native to Kentucky. A hot brown.
Not in my parts.
Yeah, they used to call it S on a shingle.
In Massachusetts, if someone or if something is brick, it's brick, what does that mean?
Well, solid.
It means it's very cold.
Oh, didn't know that. And I lived the next state over.
What does it mean in Nevada if somebody calls you a pigeon?
You're a tattletale, like a stoolie.
A gambler who keeps throwing more money at a bad bet.
Oh, a pigeon.
In Pennsylvania, if someone calls you a Snoopy, what does that mean?
I don't know what, like Gladys Kravitz?
You're a picky eater.
Oh, you're a Snoopy.
In Tennessee, what do they mean when they say meat and three?
Meat and three.
Mm-hmm.
Meat, bread, potatoes, and a vegetable.
Yep. It's a meal, as in a meat and three sides.
Yep. All the fixings.
In Wyoming, when someone refers to someone else as a greenie, What do they mean by that?
Where is this?
Wyoming.
Well, if they're green, they're inexperienced.
It means someone from Colorado because their license plates are green.
Oh, for crying out. Okay, got one more? Got another one?
No, the rest of them are pretty basic.
Oh.
Stuff we already know.
Oh, really? We'd know it like no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In a moment. For eons, philosophers and sages have debated the concept of predestination. Are we predestined, or do we really have free will? I submit to you the following evidence. There is a man in Council Bluffs, Iowa, whose legal name is Benjamin Beer.
He was big at parties, man, in high school.
You're absolutely right. And back in March, about a month before his 21st birthday, he was out driving drunk and managed to flip his car. Now, if you know people like this, don't worry about him. He ended up with a bloody nose. Otherwise, fine.
Okay. Yeah, that's usually the case with them.
He was arrested and just pleaded guilty to operating while intoxicated. No word on what Mr. Beer was drinking the night he flipped the car. But if it was liquor, bad form, sir. Yeah. Bad form. A 71-year-old gent named Robert Matuzzi and his 31-year-old son, Angelo, were playing Pokemon Go at a park in Kirkwood, Missouri on Monday. They became involved in a heated argument with another man playing Pokemon Go when he accused them of cheating.
Oh, this is a kid's game that was popular for about 5 minutes. Can you still download that app?
I don't know or care.
You get a Pikachu or a Snorlax.
Pika, Pika.
Both Matuzzis attacked. Daddy held him down while Angelo punched him. Apparently, they were unaware that someone else was catching the entire event on video. They are both facing one count of third-degree assault.
There they are.
Angelo! Kick his ass!
Go back to the do me one favor, Haney. Go to your things you didn't know and read to me, because we got some moron that just won't let it go, and I want to be sure before we poke a stick. What was the thing we didn't know about mosquitoes?
There are only two countries in the world without mosquitoes.
Okay, good.
Both roughly in the same part of the world.
Gotcha.
Iceland and the Faroe Islands. The climate in both is too variable and harsh for mosquitoes to live.
Because clown boy that said Antarctica said, I thought I heard Haney say two places there are no mosquitoes. Antarctica obviously is not a country.
He's trolling you.
Yeah. I'm done with you trolls.
Yeah, you know what? He's going to say there's fireflies in Florida.
Don't even. You know what? I'm going to shut this damn thing off.
You know, there's a little something we've learned about women.
They're crazy.
And?
Capable of anything.
A 34-year-old woman named Catherine Ludke from Blaine, Minnesota, was out driving drunk on Friday when she crashed into a ditch. And when the police arrived and got her out of the car, out of the ditch, they couldn't help but notice the T-shirt she was wearing. The shirt said, alcohol you later.
You get those online?
That's very clever. She was arrested for driving while intoxicated. And And she's a big winner. She has three previous DUI convictions.
You don't say.
And this being her fourth, she could be looking at up to 14 years in jail.
Big forehead, no chin, and nobody's home in the eyes. And she's got a big S-eaten grin on her face.
Oh, she's a happy drunk.
Yep, she's a happy drunk. Look at her. How old?
34.
Wow. Save that picture, and when Dave's,
she looks like a forest creature.
Yeah, and when Dave's here saying, what do you think? Could we make a match between the two of you? Look at her.
You put her in a and like a little green leprechaun suit.
Yep. Be perfect.
You know, hovering over that pot, telling you to get away from it.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, well, that was Blaine, Minnesota. We now move near Indianapolis, or Minneapolis, I'm sorry. A group of friends went out drinking on Saturday and headed home about 3 a.m.
All right.
They were in a Hummer, and luckily, there was a designated driver involved.
Good, because you got to have one. Because if based on our experience, you go out to the Hummer, sometimes it won't start. There won't be any lights. There's no air conditioning. So somebody has to be in charge because it's a question mark whether that thing's going to work.
So the designated driver, he's got them all in his Hummer. And one of the people he was dropping off was a 29-year-old woman named Pania Vang. When they got to her place safely,
sure, good.
Designated mission accomplished. Driver, yeah. She wouldn't get out of the car. And instead asked the designated driver to marry her. He politely declined, and that was a big mistake.
Don't tell a drunk woman no for anything.
You do not tell the drunk girl no. Just agree with them.
Yep.
If they say, hey, let's go back out to the bar, say, hey, that's a great idea. Hold on just a second. Give them a second. They'll pass out.
Yep.
But he made the mistake of declining to marry the drunk woman on the spot. Now she did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
She slid into the driver's seat and took off.
What?
Another designated driver had followed them to her place. The guy jumped in that car, and they followed drunk girl for about 3 miles before she stopped. At that point, he began yelling at her to get out. Again, not the proper procedure.
Especially if you add now onto that. Get out now.
Mm-hmm.
It makes him mad.
And again, this poor gentleman believed that if he were to grab the roof rack of the vehicle, that would prevent her from leaving. Wrong again. She floored it, hitting speeds of 80 miles an hour as he held on for dear life. You can't hold on forever at 80.
No.
He eventually lost his grip and suffered multiple broken bones. His friends in the other car took him to the hospital, and then drunk girl got arrested. Not at the scene.
No.
Not in the vehicle. No, she was arrested when she showed up to visit him in the hospital the next day. She is facing multiple charges.
Oh, my God. I could say a lot of things, but I better not.
I think it's for the best.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Crazy doesn't know borders.
No. She'd kill you.
Well, she nearly did.
I know.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, June 21st.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
And what does she think she's going to accomplish showing up at the hospital? That he'll believe in true love and marry her then?
She just to show that she cares. Probably, but no, I'm not going to say it. You know what? I'm not going to go with what pops right into my head.
You can't.
Not
today, brah.
No. Jason and Todd from the Diamond.
Not in 2018, brah.
Can't do it in 2018. If this was 2002, I'd have a field day.
Absolutely.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
You back off, Round Eye.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. You know, you got a lot of choices. It's your valuable time. We thank you for hanging out with us each and every day. Roger Marley coming up at 6 o'clock. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, one thing on the board. It is in Fort Myers. It is a crash. South Tamiami Trail and Gladiolus Drive. And you are up to date.
To be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see. In an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be.
See, Ringo can sing.
Oh, they made him sound good.
In an octopus's garden in the shade.
He gets credit for it. George Harrison wrote the song and it plays this nice electric guitar. Let's laugh a little bit, shall we?
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
When I was younger, I thought that the world was going to be simple and nice. But now, at the end of my life, I'm not so sure. I'm getting grumpy, which I don't like. Like, I don't like any new songs. Because every new song is about how tonight is the night. And how we only have tonight. That's the message in 90% of songs. That's such 19-year-old garbage. I want to write songs for people in their 30s called Tonight's No Good, How About Wednesday? Oh, you're in Houston on Wednesday? Oh, okay. Well, then let's just not see each other for 6 months, and it doesn't matter at all. I try to stay polite. I'm overly polite, apparently, my wife says. When my wife and I walk down the street, we have totally different styles. When she walks down the street, she does not care what anyone thinks about her in any situation. She's my hero. When I walk down the street, I need everyone to like me so much. It's exhausting. My wife said that walking around with me was like walking around with someone who's running for mayor of nothing.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. I was in college, 1984. The U.S. Olympic team was coming to Orlando for a parade. They expected like 100,000 people in Orlando to see the U.S. Olympic team. And that was the 84 games where Russia didn't show up. And we had tons of gold medals. And the boxers were going to be there. The gymnasts were going to be there. The swimmers were all going to be there. And they were going to go and parade for a ticker tape parade in Orlando. And I remember me and a few friends from campus went there hours before the sun went up to get a spot on the curb so that you could see the Olympians go through when they came through Orlando in 1984. And I just remember just being so long of a wait because they didn't come through till probably like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was god awful. And I remember, was it worth the wait? I probably should have stayed home. What have you waited in line for just an ungodly amount of time because you wanted it?
The only thing that comes to mind is what I had mentioned earlier. When the original Destiny came out, that is the first and only time that I have gone to one of those midnight release things. And there were at least 50 people, if not more, there.
Sitting there waiting. D-Train.
This was a few months ago. I had two cavities. One of them was actually bleeding pretty bad. And as the listeners of this show know, I have some insurance problems. And you actually made me aware of this. The Florida Mission of Hope, I think it was called. They basically brought in a bunch of dentists down to the Lee Civic Center. And was doing free dental work. And so I went down there about 4:45 in the morning on a Saturday. And waited in line and got my teeth fixed around 3 p.m.
Yeah. Like 11 hours.
Worth the wait.
Worth the wait, but 11 hours. And I remember seeing the video of that on the news. They did a flyover of the people at the Lee Civic Center waiting in line more than they ever anticipated going all the way out to the parking lot.
Well, the
lots.
Reason it took so long on Saturday is they had run out of time the previous day, but they didn't want to turn people away, so they gave them front of the line passes. So the next morning they came back and went in straight in.
Gotcha. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Rob.
Rob, what's the longest you've ever waited in line for?
Well, it was a concert, a couple hours. It was first come, first serve seating, so we wanted to be up front.
You remember those days of general admission, don't you?
Yeah. Well, the kicker was that the headliner never even showed up to the concert.
It happens.
We were the first people in line, first row, but they never showed up.
Do you remember who the headliner was?
It was a rap show. It was Capone and Noriega and Mobb Deep.
Yeah, they might have gotten arrested beforehand. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Greg.
Greg, what'd you wait in line for?
Well, two things. Waiting in the urinal at the sport event.
Oh, yeah.
And secondly, was waiting in line after Irma to get gas.
Oh, yep. You would park there, and just because the rumor would be out that the gas station was going to get a delivery or was going to open up. And you remember Irma, those lines went forever.
God, I hope we don't get smacked again.
Oh, ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Joe.
Joe, what have you waited in line for? An ungodly amount of time.
Oh, my God. It was probably an hour. I was at this bachelor party, and they had a line all the way down the wall. I had to wait.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.